This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hey, what's going on? Do we have Dan?
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to open up the phone lines and retrieve all those emails that have been coming in for Dan Watson, the gentleman who has so much knowledge in the realm of lubrication. He's a certified lubrication specialist for more than 25 years, one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America, and a guy that I learn something from every time he's with us on the broadcast. So if you have a question for Dan, he's got a telephone number for you to dial in right now. If you can get in, it's a good time. Mackenzie's on the board, and he can grab your call at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email to myself, bob@autoworldradio.com, or danwatson@thelubepage.com. Let's go to Dan right now and welcome him back to the airways of Auto World. How you doing, Dan?
Oh, I'm doing well. Good to be here, Bob.
Absolutely. Good that Florida missed that hurricane of last week, the Hurricane Dorian, which caused a lot of damage in the Bahamas and other places, but Florida got lucky.
Yeah, and what we can say with all due consideration is that I hope and pray that the help that they need in the Bahamas is gearing up and coming fast, because there's places there that are just destroyed. There's no other terminology for it. They used to be there, and now it's just gone. It's just a pile of rubble. So I'm all for the U.S. government throwing everything we can in to help the Bahamians. They obviously don't have the resources in that small island nation to handle a disaster like this. And they used to be part of the British protectorate, British system. They gained their independence. I think they still have it in the British Commonwealth. But the British are a long ways away from the Bahamas, and we're basically about 70 miles away from the Bahamas if you go right out of West Palm Beach. So I know we've got help going there, and I hope we have a lot more on the way.
Absolutely. Interestingly enough, Sean Connery actually... he stayed on the island. It wasn't the island that got the most damage, but it was one of the Bahama Islands. He rode out the storm. He's now 90 years of age and was there with his wife. And boy, talk about a dangerous thing to do with that storm. I wouldn't have hung around.
No, I think one of the hard things is that when that storm intensified to the level that it did, there were a number of people on those northern islands that, if you were looking at how were they going to move out of the path of the storm, about the best they could do was seek shelter, which had greater strength and resistance to being destroyed by the storm. But there's not many places to go, and that island runs east-west in that particular orientation, and the storm just came right down perfectly on a east-to-west path right down the island and then set on it, just set on it. I've never seen anything like that, where the storm just sat there for 36 hours, not really moving at all, just stationary. That would be horrible. I mean, I went through Hurricane Hugo, which came in and out in about a two-hour period. Went through the eye wall of that when I was in Charleston, South Carolina. That was enough, and that was a high Category 4, somewhere in the 150-mile-an-hour range. Can't imagine about 185-mile-an-hour winds, and then sitting on top of you for basically 36 hours. That's just unbelievable. So, you know, our hearts go out to these people, and I hope that they can bear the brunt of it and stand up, because it is an absolute tragic situation.
Absolutely. Let's take a few moments to help folks understand lubrication a little bit more. And I think you brought up an idea of going over some definitions regarding terms used in lubrication, something like viscosity. Lots of folks don't understand what viscosity means. Dan, why don't you walk us through some of
these
terms.
Terms are not that difficult to understand, but it's sort of like when you're going to talk to somebody and they understand the words and the words are Spanish, it's a good idea for you to speak Spanish, okay? Then you're actually communicating. Each one knows what the other one is saying. Well, in any technical genre, this one being lubrication, you have certain terms that if you don't know what they mean and somebody's explaining something to you, then you don't really understand what they've said. And it's the same thing in all technology. It's the same thing with all the, you know, the kids that understand all these handheld devices, computers, phones, all these kind of things. To them, the lingo is straightforward. To me, I have to back up and say, now, what exactly does that mean that you just told me?
Exactly.
Because they're talking a different language with the electronics. So in lubrication, one of the most important terms to understand is viscosity, because when we see the oils that are recommended for our vehicles by the manufacturers, they're all the time using these numbers and telling us, well, you need to run a 0W20, you use another different vehicle, you need to run a 5W30, and then even go to a different vehicle, you need to run a 5W50. And so these are numbers that represent viscosity. So the question is, to the average person, what does that mean? What is viscosity if it's so important that they recommend it? And an easy way, simply put, viscosity is the resistance to flow. Something flows easily, it has a very low viscosity. If it is hard, doesn't flow easy, it's at a high viscosity. So we always use the standard examples that molasses has a high viscosity and water has a low viscosity. Everybody can relate to that. That molasses pours slowly out of the jar, or if you're talking about something close to it, honey or thick syrup, those are things that have high viscosity numbers. But if I look at water or gasoline or kerosene, liquids like that, they have very low viscosity numbers. So viscosity in the slang world is usually thought of as the weight of the oil, and it really isn't. It is correct to say that in its own way it is the thickness of the oil, because thicker oils will have a greater resistance to flow, so they have a higher viscosity. So we're really talking about how quickly this stuff flows. Now, the next problem we get into, though, is that's all based at what temperature, because there's not many people listening that aren't quite aware that if I heat up molasses, it'll flow easier than if I take it out of the refrigerator. So we then get into, well, how do I know? Because these things would be different viscosities at different temperatures. Well, we have to have a standard temperature to measure these things at so they can be compared to each other. And in the lubrication industry, we use, for most of these products, 212 degrees as the upper viscosity measurement, and then we have various low temperature measurements, which is another viscosity measurement that we make to determine how well the liquid will flow when it is cold. So again, the important thing of this little discussion is that viscosity is the thickness or how easily a liquid will flow. We'll come back and do some more after the break.
That sounds like a great idea. More with Dan Watson of thelubepage.com straight ahead.
Mouth east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. I'm Bob Long along with Dan Watson, certified lubrication specialist. And we're talking about some of the words used in lubrication like viscosity that folks sometimes get a little bit confused about. And Dan, it's a great idea what you've come up with here today.
Well, we talked in the first segment about viscosity, and to most people, the easiest way to understand it is something is very viscous or has a high viscosity, it doesn't flow very easy. So it would be like molasses. And if something is not very viscous or has a low viscosity rating, it would be like water, kerosene, gasoline. It's a liquid that flows really easily. Okay, now, when we talk about viscosity, and we talked about we measure it at 212 degrees for a lot of products. Now, in the industrial world, where they're using hydraulic oils, they will measure viscosity at 120 degrees Fahrenheit, okay, because they're running in hydraulic systems and gear systems, and they don't want it to get much hotter than 120 to 140 degrees. Now, when we know that this viscosity will vary with temperature, that's what we've got to look at and understand. So the industry has come up with a way to talk about that, and they refer to it as the viscosity index. Oh, sounds like we're getting complicated, but we're not. If I have two oils in front of me, or lubricants, and one has a viscosity index of 100, and one has a viscosity index of 200, then the one that has the 100 index is going to change its viscosity much faster than the one that has the 200 viscosity index. So if I was going to put a liquid into a situation where I could have high temperature situations, then I would want to use a product that would not respond to that temperature by decreasing viscosity. So I would use one with a high viscosity index, meaning that, boy, it stands up to that high temperature and it doesn't thin out. On the other hand, if I had one that had that 100 viscosity index, you start raising the temperature on it, it's rapidly thinning out and you're in big trouble. So you want to have something with a higher viscosity index when you're facing high temperature situations. Okay? Now, how do we take something like a standard oil and call this stuff something like 5W30 or 10W40, because I'm talking about a viscosity measurement here, and I'm saying that I've got two viscosity measurements on the same liquid. How can I do that? Well, in the wonderful world of chemistry and the technology that we have developed, I do want an oil that I can turn the key in my car, or truck, or piece of equipment, and it's minus 10 degrees, and I can actually get the engine to turn over. Well, if the oil was a standard oil that we have, that we operate around in the summer, that oil would have gotten so thick by the time it was that cold, in many cases it might already be solid. And so what would happen is I couldn't get the engine to turn over. I could not get it past all this very thick, very viscous oil, and I couldn't get it to turn over fast enough to even start up. And beyond that, if I did try to get it to start up, the oil pump couldn't move it, so I'd be running a dry engine that had no lubrication. So that's just not possible. So what we used to do, 50, 75 years ago, was people always had to put a lightweight, like a 20-weight engine oil in about September of the year or October and run that through until April and then drain that out and put in a 30 or a 40-weight engine oil to run through the summer because you could not leave the same oil in the vehicle through all the seasons of the year because the viscosity would get too thick in the winter if you used your 30 or 40 weight oil, and then if you stayed with your 20 weight oil, it would get way too thin in hot August and you wouldn't have enough protection. So they came up with what's called multi-viscosity oil. Some people call it multi-weight or multi-grade, but it is oil that you can run year-round because it can be thin enough in cold temperatures to allow you to start the engine, but as the engine heats up, it begins to thicken till it reaches its rated viscosity at 212 degrees, or operational viscosity. Of if it was a 30 weight, a 5W30, it would finally reach the 30 weight oil, and you're good to go. You got a 30 weight oil. How do they do this? Well, they use these chemical additives that are called viscosity improvers. Okay, that makes sense. We're trying to make viscosity better, so we'll use something to improve the performance of viscosity over a wide temperature range. We're trying to accomplish that. And for all of our listeners out there, this is in many ways easy to understand if you think about when you start making gravy, and if you never made gravy, you don't know what I'm talking about. If you're making gravy and you put some starch in the gravy to thicken the gravy, you start thickening it up. It's real hot and it's liquid, and you put some starch in it and it starts to take shape. Well, what they do in motor oil is these viscosity improvers are actually polymers. They are very thin, string-like polymers that would be thinner than a human hair. And when they are cold, they're just like a straight line. But as they begin to heat up, they begin to coil up. So as they coil up, there are literally thousands and thousands of them in the oil. As they begin to coil up, they obviously make the oil thicker than when they were just simply long straight lines. They would just slide along and they didn't show any resistance to flow. But as you have these things coil up, then microscopically, down at the microscopic level, they are thickening this oil and causing it to be more viscous as they continue to coil up. And by the time you get to 212 degrees, let's say 90-95% of all of these viscosity improvers have coiled up and you're now at rated viscosity. So this is how they achieve a multi-grade oil. So when you go to start the engine, all of these viscosity improvers are just little straight lines, like a little straight piece of hair, and they'll just flow through all of everything real easy, no resistance to flow. As they begin to heat up, they begin to coil up. So if they're going to coil up, they're going to take up more room, they're going to have more resistance to moving around, bumping into each other, hanging up on each other, so they give you that thickening of the oil so that you can go up to the rated viscosity. Again, those are called viscosity improvers. In the early days, some of those things were pretty rickety, let's just say. And those little guys could get fractured, and so the diesel oil community for a long time wouldn't accept multi-grade oil. You had to run a straight weight oil. But the chemists get better, and the polymers get better, and they get to the point to where they're shear resistant, and they hold up pretty well now. So that's viscosity, viscosity index, viscosity improvers. Those are things that when we're talking about lubrication, and you're a person trying to understand this stuff, those little things to understand them are important to know what the stuff we're talking about means. We'll come back to a couple more before we get away.
All right, sounds great. More with Dan Watson straight ahead. If you got a question, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Bob@autoworldradio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin spoke on Fox News saying the jobless numbers in the U.S. are probably going to get worse before improvement.
You're going to have a very, very bad second quarter, and then I think you're going to see a bounce back from a low standpoint.
Mnuchin also said there's a bigger risk to the country in keeping businesses closed.
I don't think there's a considerable risk. Matter of fact, I think there's a considerable risk of not reopening. You're talking about permanent economic damage. damage to the American public. We're going to reopen in a very thoughtful way that gets people back to work safely, that has them social distance.
Mnuchin spoke as many states begin to loosen their restrictions on businesses after extended shutdowns designed to slow the spread of the new coronavirus. Another 3.2 million U.S. workers applied for jobless benefits last week, bringing the total to 33.5 million. This is USA Radio News. Three members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, placed themselves in quarantine after contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. Another stark reminder that not even the nation's most secure building is immune from the virus. Also quarantine are Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control, and the Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, Stephen Hahn. Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary tested positive for the coronavirus earlier in the week, making her the second person who works at the White House complex known to test positive for the virus. Tesla CEO Elon Musk threatened to pull the company's factory and headquarters out of California and has sued local officials who have stopped the company from reopening its electric vehicle factory. In a lawsuit filed in federal court, Tesla accused the Alameda County Health Department of overstepping federal and state coronavirus restrictions when it stopped Tesla from restarting production at its factory in Fremont. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, they got a fine machine.
Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, along with Dan Watson. He's the CEO of thelewpage.com. He's the guy that's been giving all you folks an incredible deal of late. In recent months, he's been offering a free trial membership in the Preferred Buyers Club, and by all means, Dan, we should promote that as well, but for right now, we're going over some terms used in lubrication, and we've already gone through a few in the viscosity role. Let's talk about some others.
Yes, and you know, Bob, I do this as a service, right, as far as yeah. Definitions, explanations. But I think that when people actually understand these things, it becomes much easier for them to move to high-quality oils like AMSOIL, synthetic engine oils, because all of a sudden you really start to see where the shortcomings come in the good old-fashioned conventional oil. Now, that brings us right up to the term base stock, because I use it often, and some people may not know exactly what I mean when I'm talking about it. So the base stock refers to the oil liquid that I am going to tailor now with an additive package to be whatever finished lubricant I want it to be. For example, I may take a 30 viscosity oil, and I want to turn that into a good oil for a hydraulic application, so I'm going to tailor an additive package that would work well in a hydraulic system. But if I take that same 30 weight oil, 30 viscosity oil, and I want to use it in an internal combustion engine application, then I'm going to change the additive package and tailor those additives, because I now have to deal with the byproducts of combustion that I wouldn't have in that hydraulic system. Same thing if I go to a air compressor system. A lot of folks out there will know the term non-detergent oil for your air compressor. That's because the air compressor might be a piston compressor, and the pistons are certainly a lot like the pistons you have in a car, but the difference is they're compressing air. They're not dealing with combustion byproducts, so I don't need the kind of detergents that run in an internal combustion engine to clean out deposits that I don't need that, and some of that stuff could be a little abrasive in an air compressor system. So base stock refers to the type of oil that I will put my additives into to come up with a finished lubricating product. And that might be that I have a synthetic oil, a conventional oil, and other different levels in that. But let's just leave it at those two categories right now, synthetic or conventional for base stocks. And then the additives. When we talk about additives, we're not talking about putting in something extra, like going to get Slick 50 or something to put in as an additive. That's not what we're talking about. Every oil, finished lubricating oil, has certain additives in it that tailor that oil to the application that we're going to place that oil in. And those applications require different additives. That's why I can't go to the store and buy compressor oil and put it in my Ford. Okay? The Ford will run, but it won't last long. It's going to wear it out with compressor oil. And it's not a good idea to put the oil I put in my Ford in my compressor. They don't really interchange like some people think they might. And so we have tailored additive packages. So when we're talking about putting together a finished lubricating product, it's going to be comprised of a base stock and a tailor-made additive package to give us the final completed product. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about also that we hear all the time is the term sludge and varnish. We hear this a lot. Okay. Oh, yes, you're going to sludge up. Yeah, sludge. So maybe we ought to really know what sludge and varnish, what they are, so that if we're talking about this could happen, what are these things? And, you know, contrary to what people may think, they're actually the same thing. Varnish is the insoluble byproducts of combustion and maybe even wear and contamination that can be inside a system, whether it's hydraulic or whether it's an internal combustion engine. You have a lot of and what I mean by insoluble, things that will not dissolve in oil. They will not dissolve. They're going to keep their characteristic. Now, one of the big things that causes this is oxidation. When I have oil that oxidizes, it may form little pieces of oxidized hydrocarbon in the oil that it's not going to dissolve. So these little microscopic, less than a micron size things, they're going to make played out on the surfaces. And the reason they're called varnish is because they look like varnish. You know, if people have ever messed with wood or anything and you buy some varnish from the hardware store and you varnish it on there and it looks sort of a little bit like a what's the amber look to it from the varnish going on. Well, this stuff will cover metal surfaces and begin to make them. That's why it got its name varnish. Looks like you're varnishing the metal because it's plating out on there. Now, this varnish substance mixed with water will actually make what we call sludge, because sludge is all this insoluble material mixed with water to form a mud-like substance, which is actually, we call it sludge. Varnish is that amount of stuff which got to the surface of the metal and played it out without ever combining with water to make a soft sludge substance. Okay? Now, in your engine, why is this harmful? Well, in many places, not. It's just kind of packing off into the corner. But sludge and varnish can eventually get to places where it interferes with the flow of oil to critical lubricating points. There's very small little gallery pinholes in the connector rod bearings and in the main crank bearings that you need oil to flow through, and you need to flow through there readily into that system. Well, if you begin to get sludge or varnish plugging the hole up, you cannot start restricting oil flow to critical places. If you get some sludge up into the rings on the pistons, many times because the pistons get so hot, that sludge can become carbonized and be very hard and stick to piston rings. So this is what we're talking about. Sludge and varnish are actually virtually the same thing, but just one has managed to become plated out, and the other one has made a mud consistency because it mixes with water. People say, well, where do you get the water from? Well, actually, a byproduct of combustion, internal combustion engine, is moisture. You actually have moisture created out of the combustion process. So you have enough moisture being created that if it can get to all this stuff. And the way that you can reduce oxidation is by using a high-quality synthetic engine oil that does not oxidize, and that will reduce one of your contributors. But there are others. So if your engine is running exceptionally rich mixture and you have a lot of nitrous oxides being created, then these nitrous oxides can get into some nitration and cause some gooey stuff to be created and form their own type of contribute to the varnish problem. So we don't want sludge and varnish because eventually it can inhibit correct lubrication flow in the engine. So I think that finishes our school of the vehicle tonight, and then we'll move on to some questions.
Sounds good. Great job. Thank you so much, Dan. When we come back on the other side, we've got Bill in Columbia, South Carolina. And we've got room for you as well at 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
We're back here on Auto World. Thank you very much. Let me quickly remind you, Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars. That's right, classic cars, muscle cars, exotic cars, all by securing car owners with renters through DriveShare's car sharing platform. Renters can find car that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today and start earning some extra income, or rent using the special code AutoWorld to save 50% off your next rental. That's all caps AUTOWORLD. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. We're back with Dan Watson, and I think it's time for us to take some of these calls here. Why don't we begin with Bill, who is in Columbia, South Carolina. And Bill writes, what is the difference in 20W50 and 5W30 oils? I think 20W50 gives more protection, so why shouldn't I run it in all my cars?
Well, it's a good question, and I'm glad that we just went over viscosity.
Yeah.
It's timely. Here's the thing. If you were looking at simply what this, would a 2050 oil typically do better than a 5W30 oil in giving you lubrication or protection? And the answer is yes, because when you have a higher viscosity, you have a thicker oil film, you'll have a greater separation between the two moving parts that are metal. However, there's some other problems we run into. In these engines, they will be designed to have a certain maximum viscosity oil to run through the system, because the clearances are such that if the oil is thicker than that, it may not be flowing through quite at the rate that I want it to. And in a modern engine, we depend more on higher flow rates for thinner oil to go through high temperature locations in the engine. And the reason for that is that actually the higher flow rate of the oil will give me a greater heat transfer out of that area. So actually I can run my bearings in the engine cooler with, there's a trade-off now, but with the right thinness of oil, it will flow through there quickly and fast, and with it, it'll remove a lot of heat. Also, I'm getting a lot of oil flow in and out all over my valve train, my camshaft, in and around the piston oiling ring. I get maximum flow rates out of there, so the oil's moving pretty fast. When I put a 2050 oil in a vehicle that calls for a 5W30, what happens is that it can hardly get through these tight clearances, and especially moving into the connector rod bearings through these tight, small pinholes, which are the oiling gallery holes. And so in a lot of cases, if it was a standard petroleum oil, it would just have to get so hot in that area to thin down to the 30 so that it could go through the hole. And that would not be a good idea, because that would mean that you'd be running these hot spots 50 to 75 degrees hotter than they should be running in order to get the oil to thin down enough to go through. So you wouldn't be helping yourself with protection. You'd be overheating a number of places, which could cause enhanced wear. So you don't want to ever get too thick with your oil. You might be able to go up one grade from, say, a 520 to a 530 without much concern, but going up to a 50 weight oil in any of these modern engines would be counterproductive. Just not a good idea.
Good answer. Absolutely. Let's see if we can sneak another one or two in. This one is from Idaho. Could you please tell me if a standard oil filter is okay to use with AMSOIL 0W20? Rob in Idaho drives a 2013 Dodge Grand Caravan with a 3.6-liter V6 engine, and it's flex fuel equipped.
Well, his question is a good one. Of course, you can run a standard filter with AMSOIL. AMSOIL is a good, high-quality, premium synthetic oil, but it's compatible with all these filters that are in service. What you want to do is always run high-quality filtration. I would hope you're running a good quality synthetic like AMSOIL, but with whatever oil you're running, stick with a high-quality filter, because if the purpose of putting a filter on the engine is to filter. So if you buy something and put it on there and its filtration is pathetic, then it's no better than having no filter at all. Now, filtration is a more complex than just saying have a good filter. There's different things to talk about in filters. We've talked about it before on the show, and I don't want to take all that time now. But directly on this question, yes, you can run a standard filter, but you're going to be limited to the life of that filter for changing your oil, or at least changing the filter. If you were running one of the extended drain AMSOIL, make sure that filter will go that far, or else change the filter at the filter change intervals. If you run one of the longer drain interval filters made by AMSOIL, then you're going to get a longer life. There's also one that's made by Mobil that will go for longer life, and there's, I think, one made by Purolator that will go for longer life. So there is the ability out there to make higher quality, longer life filters, and I would recommend those because not only do they have longer life, but usually they have much better filtration for the whole duration. Some filters filter very well right at the start, and then just drop off in 500 miles to doing very little. What you want is a filter which will filter at the same efficiency at mile 10 and at mile 25,000 for the AMSOIL, for example, that it's still filtering then, that it's not stopped filtering somewhere along the line because it can't contain the debris that it's filtered out. So that's it for filters.
We'll go to Atlanta with a question from Ralph, and Ralph wants to know, is it expensive to become an AMSOIL dealer? Who would I talk to?
Well, we know who you'd talk to me, Ralph. But here's the thing. No, it's not. You can get started in AMSOIL for less than $100 with everything that you need. And I can assure you that it's the greatest opportunity for the least money that you're going to find anywhere if it's something you like to do, okay? I've had guys in this with me for years. If you're any kind of motorhead, I'm telling you, being an AMSOIL dealer is fun, and you ought to check it out. Make enough money to take care of your classic car on the side, you know, and then be a happy camper. Speaking of that, I do want to emphasize again here, Bob, before I run out of time, I am offering the free 6-month preferred customer membership for buying in AMSOIL as a preferred customer. That's where you can buy at discount prices, factory direct, and it really pays off. I've had a lot of people that have taken advantage of this. I encourage you to take advantage of it. Give AMSOIL a try. You'll never go back. I got people that started with me buying AMSOIL products in 1991. They're still buying AMSOIL products. Okay, they won't buy anything else. So these products work. And if you give them a try, and the best way to give them a try is by taking advantage of the 6-month trial membership. About 90% of the people who do this renew it on the 1-year membership at the end of the time when they get a renewal. You don't have to. You can just keep buying AMSOIL products, and they'll even give you an added discount because you were a preferred customer. But it's the right way to buy AMSOIL and save yourself some money, try out the products, see that they work for you. Hey, you make a $100 order, they ship it to you freight free, no cost for shipping. So that you can't hardly beat that. It's the best deal going. So all you have to do is get in touch with me. You can do that at 800-370-2986. You can go to my website, thelubepage.com. You can email me, dan.watson@thelubepage.com. Any of these things, get in touch with me and say, Dan, I'm interested in this preferred customer membership, and we'll get back to you and we'll get this thing going, and you'll never be sorry that you took advantage of it.
That's great. And anybody who would like more information about becoming an AMSOIL dealer, it couldn't be talking to a better guy. So by all means, any and all questions to do with becoming a dealer, Dan can help you out with that as well. And why don't you give that 800 number one more time?
It is 800-370-2986.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, my friend. I so appreciate your time here today.
See you next time, Bob.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.